Right, did you fill up the tank? You had about 3 minutes to do it. So maybe you didn't quite get that done in that ad break. But my advice to you, whether you're in the car now or you're going to get it in tonight, tomorrow morning, particularly if you're planning to hit the road for the school holidays, fill up your petrol tank as soon as you can. Petrol right now is cheaper than it's going to be for weeks to come. CommSec senior economist Ryan Felsman joins us on the line. Ryan, tell us about what we're paying to fill up the tank right now, at the moment as we speak.
Well, Brooke, according to real-time fuel app Motormouth, Sydney's average retail unleaded petrol price is currently around $1.39 a litre, Melbourne $1.36 a litre, and Brisbane $1.45 a litre. So we've seen the bottoming of the discounting cycle in both Sydney and Melbourne. So we saw prices over the last few days bottom at around $1.36 a litre in Sydney and $1.34 a litre in Melbourne. And we have seen the spike in prices begin to take effect. So we're about to enter the most expensive phase of the price cycle in terms of unleaded petrol prices. So motorists in both cities should look to fill up pronto. In fact, we have seen prices lifting across both cities in some suburbs, and we have seen them lift quite significantly as high as $1.76 a litre. So really, we're now approaching that expensive phase of the cycle, and there are obviously some retailers out there that are offering fuel around $1.30 to $1.40 a litre. So motorists should get on their bike or drive to a petrol station and certainly look to fill up pronto.
Yeah, because Sam, my producer, he filled up for $1.30 something Friday, and going past the same petrol station this morning, he said it was in the 170s, so they're definitely on the move. Now, I'd suggest that's because school holidays are coming up, always a perfect time to raise petrol prices. Are there any other possible explanations you've got there at CommSec?
Well, certainly what we have seen, Brooke, is a lift in national petrol prices over the course of the last few months. In fact, we have seen the national average price of unleaded petrol around $1.40 a litre. That's basically around what we have seen at pre-pandemic levels. We have seen it, of course, a lot higher in terms of the national average over the course of the last few months. But broadly, what we're seeing at the moment is a lift in crude oil prices. So Australia's a net importer of refined product from Singapore and South Korea predominantly. And what we have seen is a lift in those benchmark gasoline prices in Singapore, for example, currently around $79.32 a barrel. And the crude futures price, if you look at what's happening in terms of markets today, we've seen the NYMEX price, the United States futures price, at 71.96, and the Brent crude price at 73.73. What we're seeing at the moment is broadly a lift in those international oil prices on the back of a strengthening demand, particularly in the United States, and also a lift in demand in India after it was in lockdown. And at the same time, we're seeing OPEC and oil producers in the Middle East really exerting or showing some signs of supply discipline at the moment. And percolating behind the scenes there as well is that there's meant to be a nuclear deal between Iran and the United States. And we saw an election on the weekend in Iran, which may put those discussions back and lead to certainly less production from Iran.
Okay, so even an election in Iran affects what we pay at the petrol pump, which is always so fascinating to me. And then, of course, in amongst all of that, we've got this ridiculous thing that we have here in Australia, particularly on the East Coast, which is the discounting cycle, as you mentioned. So it was cheaper last week. We're heading towards the most expensive phase of the fuel cycle. How high do you think prices will go, Ryan, and when are we going to hit those prices?
Well, I think Brisbane will be barometer because there's a desynchronisation between Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane at the moment as far as the fuel cycle is concerned. So we've seen both Sydney and Melbourne prices starting to lift off those bottoms in the discounting cycle, whereas Brisbane prices have actually started to fall. So we saw on the 9th of June, a couple of weeks or so ago, Brisbane's average retail unleaded petrol price get to $1.67 a litre. So we will still see prices around, of course, the $1.76 a litre level in some suburbs, but on average, we're probably looking at high 168s or thereabouts over the course of the next couple of weeks.
Ryan Felsman, CommSec economist, have a great night. Thanks.
Pleasure, Brooke. You have a good night.